This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Hundreds of protesters, including dozens of women, were in the streets Tuesday in Afghanistan's capital of Kabul, chanting anti-Taliban slogans as they protested Taliban rule of the country and what they say is Pakistan's involvement. The Taliban allowed some of the groups to walk through the streets, but they fired warning shots into the air and at least two locations, according to local media reports and video footage captured by mobile phones that are circulating on social media. Multiple men in dark clothing fired the shots to disperse hundreds of protesters gathered outside Pakistan's embassy in Kabul. In one instant, the bursts were so long and sustained that they sounded like a fireworks display. Afghan television footage showed people running for cover. New York City, busily cleaning up in the aftermath of Ida. Sudesh Pope lives across the street from two of the flood victims.
Of course, it hit my country back home. The mother and son that died is from my country, from Trinidad. It hit the entire country. It hit the entire community here. It's a West Indian community, Caribbean people. It hit us really hard. And the government need to do something about affordable housing so that people don't have to live in a basement. They can afford a first floor apartment. They're essential workers, they're immigrants, they work here, and they don't deserve this.
U.S. President Joe Biden is in New York and New Jersey to survey damage from the remnants of Hurricane Ida that brought the flooding rains and tornadoes to the region. Mr. Biden on Monday approved major disaster declarations for parts of New York and New Jersey, hardest hit by the storm last week. For more on this story, visit our website at VOA News.